Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
In the past 3 years, a downtown record store has tripled the value of its location.
Pack your scooters. Local parking lots near Broadway are getting eaten alive with development.
Plus, we may finally be one step closer to having a Major League Baseball stadium built here in Nashville.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily. That's right. That is not a fake headline. We actually may be one step closer to seeing where the baseball stadium for the Nashville Stars may be located. We're going to get to that. A lot of downtown things going up for sale. We're going to be talking about that as well. But if you're like me and you're like, hey, if there's a baseball stadium, I want to live near it. I want to be near the action. Well, there's one person who you can trust to be on your side to get you one step closer to that location. That's Brad Reynolds. And you can find Brad at thinkbrad.com. If you haven't watched one of our episodes from last week, Brad was on there talking about the market update for Nashville as of this month. So make sure you go and check that episode out. It was absolutely fantastic. If you want to text Brad, 615-856-3270 to get the latest info. And just to say hi to Brad, he can get you one step closer to that property near this potential Major League Baseball stadium. And as you'll see, there's actually a lot of places that could be very potential for homes and building and everything out there. We're excited to get to that. But make sure if you're thinking Nashville to think Brad, you can find him at thinkbrad.com. Text him or call 615-856-3270.
Going throughout downtown Nashville, it's just like everything is for sale. Well, everything has a price on in hypothetical situations.
Very true.
But it's just throughout downtown Nashville, things are just selling left and right. And some of the things are selling includes a honky-tonk, a parking lot, and a hotel. And this is only one hotel that we're talking about today. But in the last 3 weeks, there's been four or five hotels that have sold in Nashville. And some of these hotels have sold multiple times over the last few years. So it's really interesting watching that dynamic play out. But the first spot we're going to talk about, we have Greg on the street right now. This is 416.
You start
Broadway.
The week off strong.
It's a Monday morning, guys. He's ready to get drunk. On Broadway.
Yeah.
And we're looking at Ernest Tubb Record Shop. This just sold for a record, $18.3 million.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yes. Pun intended, everybody.
Yeah, so Ernest Tubb Record Shop, if you don't know, it is a very, very iconic place on Broadway. Has a lot of history behind it. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But a lot of these properties in Nashville that we're talking about, especially on Broadway, are being sold and bought so frequently because the value increases very rapidly. For example, with Ernest Tubb Record Shop, it sold for $18.3 million. Do it circle where? Which one is Ernest Tubb Record Shop here on the screen?
This one where my mouse is. If you're listening to this, it's right next to where the old Dueling Pianos bar was, Paradise Park, and then it's right next to, is this Alan Jackson's bar right here? Yeah, that's Alan Jackson's bar. So it's right in the middle of both of those. The bar that's next to it now is the Garth Brooks bar. Let me see if I can get a little bit closer.
Yeah, so it sold for $18.3 million, and this is the more interesting thing. More than three times the figure for which it changed ownership hands 24 months ago. So just 2 years ago,
wow,
it tripled.
Wow.
It tripled for what it sold for 24 months ago. The new owners of the three-story structure are Nashville-based real estate investors and developer. His name is Brad Bars.
That's a relative last name.
Yeah, along with Daniel Tubb, who is Ernest Tubb's grandson, a Russian-born, locally-based musician who I cannot pronounce their name, so I'm not going to try. But this is very interesting, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the space here in a second because there's a little bit more context behind Brad Bars, the one of the hand who bought here. They also bought the assets of the record shop for an undisclosed sum. And then Blake Barr is an attorney with the Nashville office of Louisville-based Frost Brown Todd, and a Brad Barr's relative represented the buyers. The deal is equivalent to $2,000 per foot.
Wow.
Based on the structure's size, a figure in line with those numbers of similar recent deals.
That's a deal.
Yeah, that is absolutely a deal. So that is for sale. Also, Brad Barr's is very much on top of the real estate game in downtown Nashville. Not only is he a part of the Ernest Tubb record shop deal, but also a part of the Ritz-Carlton deal.
Yeah, so he's one of the developers behind the Ritz-Carlton property, which we've talked about multiple times here on the podcast. The Ritz-Carlton property is going to be located right at the roundabout, the Styx roundabout, in downtown Nashville. So that's going to be absolutely incredible. But speaking of hotels, we're going to talk about a hotel that just sold on 2nd Avenue, and this is the 21C Hotel. We have Greg, the Google guy. He ran up 2nd Avenue really fast. He got some coffee in his beers, and he just ran. And now he's on 2nd Avenue looking at the 21C Museum.
Yes. So according to the Nashville Post, downtown 21C Museum Hotel Nashville has sold for $59 million, with the new owner seemingly having made its initial foray into Nashville. According to a release, Maryland-based RLJ Lodging Trust now owns the 124-room business and building. And Gray and Dudley's also at the address of this building. And also, I believe I read somewhere else, it wasn't in the Post, I believe I read somewhere else that the Louisville branch of 21C also sold.
Oh, wow.
And so that may be an acquirement for both of those locations. This is the equivalent, the Post did the math, of $476,000 per room.
That's like the cost of a house.
In the deal.
In Nashville.
In the deal for the 21C Museum Hotel.
All right, so we have Greg. He's running down the street right now.
He is. He's probably very sweaty right now.
He just tripped over a woo girl on 2nd Avenue, but he made it to location, and he's back on 2nd Avenue. He just literally ran down the street on 2nd Avenue, and he is looking at a parking lot right behind the Moxie Hotel on 2nd Avenue. This parking lot has changed hands multiple times.
I figured it was going to be. When I saw the headline, I figured it was absolutely going to be here.
Yes, and because why is there still a parking lot on 2nd Avenue and Broadway?
That's exactly the correct question.
It is mind-boggling, and I don't know. But this also sold for a record price, just like everything else here in Nashville.
Yeah.
So what's the price that this parking lot sold for? So this parking lot is right next to Joe Crab Shack all the way to Broadway. I can't remember if they're two separate properties.
I feel like they kind of are.
Property.
Yes. So it's two small parking lots together.
Okay,
so 113 and 119.
So 113
is what we're looking at.
113 is going to probably be the one that's next to Joe's.
Yeah.
And 119 is going to be here where old Town Trolley is.
So they sold for a combined $15.03 million.
Wow.
And they got a $15.23 million construction loan from Planters Bank. It's unclear what's in store for the parking lots, according to the Nashville Business Journal. There's no construction permits, no design plans. But sometimes like that, every day the dollar price is going up.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you got to strike before it gets any higher.
Well, it's crazy because I think this was probably 2.5 years ago. We talked about that parking lot selling in Nashville. I think it was like $12 million. It was like the most expensive parking lot sale.
Correct.
Until we talked about the Mercedes parking lot that sold for like $35 million.
Correct.
So this
sold for about $1,500 per square foot. According to the Business Journal, it is the second highest price per square foot ever paid for land in the area.
Wow.
The current record holder is TC Restaurant Group, which in May paid over 2,000 square feet for a lot behind Whiskey Row. So that is the current record.
Dang. Let us know what you think is going to go there. Is it going to be a honky-tonk, or is it going to be a honky-tonk?
That's a fair question. So this is interesting. So Jamie Daniels, who bought the property, bought the parking lots, he also has the Marriott Moxie National Downtown Hotel.
Very cool.
So I wonder if it's going to extend
with more honky tonks.
I don't know if it's going to be anything related to that or if it's going to be something just totally separate, but it's worth having the businesses right next to each other.
Oh, yeah.
So those things could serve to come together and help both businesses out there. So that's very cool.
But speaking of honky tonks, we went to our local honky tonk. It's not really a honky tonk because you don't dance at this place. But if you have enough caffeine, it'll make
close
you dance.
Close enough. I would say
that's what it feels like. And we went to Caliber Coffee, and I got my usual. And Aaron, you could guess that what that is, and I'll guess what yours is.
Yeah. So you got the Rocky Mountain Cold Brew. No, it's not the Smoky Mountain.
Yeah.
Cold Brew. Yeah, I kind of like Rocky Mountain Cold Brew. It has a bit of a ring to it.
That does sound pretty good.
Yeah.
I wonder if somebody's making that in Denver.
Probably.
And you had a black coffee.
I did. I had regular, I think I had the medium roast this time. It wasn't flavored, just a great plain coffee, and I am feeling the caffeine still to this day. I don't think it's ever left me. So
they're just like shaking in the corner?
Yeah.
So much caffeine.
No, I haven't slept in weeks.
So it's like dancing at a honky-tonk.
Pretty much, yeah.
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 There we go.
It's our honky-tonk. It's the Donaldson honky-tonk, you could say.
Yeah. I would say the Caliber Coffee is the Donaldson Honky Tonk.
Yeah. So if you're looking for an immense amount of caffeine, head over to Caliber Coffee in Donaldson. All right. Let's head over to Explorer's Nashville Tip of the Day.
For Explorer's Nashville Tip of the Day, if you're downtown and you just watched all of these sites that just sold in downtown Nashville for record prices, and you're like, man, I'm hungry now because there's just so much money flowing in and out of this city for parking lots.
Or you're like Greg.
Yeah, and you're just like
tripping over Woo Girls. You just ran all over Broadway.
It's just a hot mess right now because it's 95 degrees and you're like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
If you're looking to kill your hunger, one place that you need to go is Rise. Is it Donuts and Biscuits? Or
Biscuits and Donuts.
Biscuits and Donuts. I always get it confused. But they have this amazing pimento cheese biscuit that's out of this world delicious. Mm. They also have like this fried green tomato sandwich that's great. And then they have these like cheese-filled potato tots that are so wonderful. So get a bag of those cheese-filled potato tots, walk around that parking lot for a little bit, and be like, oh, yeah, this is $1,500 a square foot.
Yeah, you're walking in the richest parking lot in downtown Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to get that, they also have great vegan options for those of you who are wondering about that. But it's one of the best fast casual places you can find down there in that Broadway area. It'll be interesting when Raising Cane. I wonder what the timeline is for Raising Cane.
I heard this
downtown.
Fall. I heard
that's quick.
September, October.
That's quick.
They already have the signage and stuff up there.
I
was in downtown last week at Redneck Riviera, and we were talking about Raising Canes, and they're like, yeah, they're moving fast.
Well, there
and
you
I
go.
Said, that's
all right.
Good.
Well, until then, try Rise Biscuits and Donuts for some great downtown food. That's Explorer's Nashville Tip of the Day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Bowtie Barber Club. Aaron and I were there the other day getting haircuts, and they're like, you guys want to try some moonshine? And I said, yes, I'll try some moonshine.
Yes.
And it was a salted watermelon flavored moonshine, and it tasted exactly like watermelon. And I'm like, I don't know the science behind this and how they make this delicious, but this can be very dangerous in the summertime, especially if some fresh watermelon inside of that moonshine. So if you're looking to have that moonshine, they may run out of it.
Make it a slush.
Ooh. And get your hair cut at the same time. You could probably do that. Just bring your own ice and have a slush.
There you go.
Get a haircut. Visit bowtiebarberclub.com.
All right. So this is the moment that we've been waiting for. I think the correct word is complained. I have probably correctly complained that really since about a year and a half ago. Was it a year? Would you think it'd be a year and a half ago? No, maybe not.
About a year ago. So we did an episode.
I believe
it was called MLB in Nashville was the episode. This was actually one of our very first video episodes, which is crazy to think about. That was over a year ago. We're coming up on almost a full year of video episodes. So thank you so much for joining us on YouTube. If you're listening, head over to YouTube, explore.nas right now to subscribe to our YouTube channel. But about a year ago, year and a quarter ago or so, We heard this update that Major League Baseball may be coming to Nashville, and we're like, well, logistically, how is this going to work?
Well, we already knew that they were coming. The first video episode that we did was they were seeking recommendations for the stadium and how to build a stadium system.
And then they showed the renderings of the stadium.
Yeah. So we showed those renderings as well. We have that episode linked in the show. So you can check that out as well to see our first video episode too, which is pretty fun in its own right. But what I want to point out today is that what I've been waiting for is some kind of update, because really since then, there really hasn't been any update. There's been a lot of communication from the Nashville Stars to everybody who signed up for newsletters and things like that about here's a lot of history, here's who's joining our board, things like that, but really no updates on what people really care about. What's the updated events of a Major League Baseball team coming to Nashville? And we really haven't heard anything. This is the first really inkling of the updated plan for an MLB team to come to Nashville. And it's taken form of a stadium site. So that's what we're going to be talking about today is this article that is from the Nashville Business Journal. And they've talked with the Nashville Stars and about what a potential site could be, where they've been eyeing, and the updated timeline, because there is an updated timeline for a Major League Baseball team potentially coming to Nashville.
Yeah, so the Nashville Business Journal goes on to say, Music City Baseball is zeroing in on North Nashville's Tennessee State University as the site of a MLB stadium for the future Nashville Stars baseball team. Whether or not Nashville will secure an MLB expansion bid or the relocation of an existing team is unknown. The Major League Baseball has had 30 teams since 1998, and expansion to 32 teams has been discussed as of recently as June, but it's not guaranteed.
So Music City Baseball's current goal is to have construction start on the multipurpose stadium in 2024. John Lohr, managing director for Music City Baseball, that's their entity behind all of this, said in an interview about that updated goal. The group's timeline is focused on the Nashville Stars playing their first potential season in 2027. So 2025 was the original goal.
Yeah.
2027, only 2 years later, is actually not terrible for the start of that.
It just doesn't fit into the series we did a few weeks ago with Nashville in 2026.
Music City Baseball will continue considering sites on the East Bank.
Maybe.
Smart.
It would. Yeah.
Williamson and Rutherford counties.
Interesting.
Absolutely not smart.
Yeah.
In just my opinion. And however, more than 90% of the group's focus has shifted to TSU, which actually we'll talk about here in a minute, could be a fantastic win for the organization. They said in a quote, North Nashville is a very proud area of town, but largely an area that is void of a lot of amenities that you see in East Nashville and South Nashville in that immediate proximity to downtown.
That's true.
This is from Edward Henley. He's the principal and project executive at Pillars Development, who's helping the team with the stadium project development. He continues to say, we have the ability and a huge anchor facility that you then surround with that type of energy and amenities, which is, and you'll see some of these areas have the potential to really just develop on its own, with this being the catalyst for that. And that area, people can start on development of that area right now.
Like literally right now.
Yeah, and without the stadium even being there.
Yeah.
A partnership with TSU has not been established. However, site selection is a key priority for Music City Baseball moving forward. In a quote, the university from TSU said, they said, Tennessee State University and Music City Baseball continue to explore opportunities for a Major League Baseball stadium on our Cumberland property. In the event MLB awards at Nashville an expansion franchise or approves an existing franchise, the university said in a statement to the Business Journal.
So you may be wondering, how is this going to be funded? Well, I wondered the same thing. And this is the first sentence in this funding situation. A financial financing plan for a future stadium has not been solidified. So
that is, you know, that when I read that, that was a shocking statement, because
it was for me too.
When you look at who is on their board, it's a list of names that in 2 seconds could fund that. Now, I think the difference is because no team has actually been presented or an expansion, a franchise hasn't been. I think they'll figure it out with the board that they have and the names that they have. I don't think that will be a problem. They are going to try to build this without any public financing. I think it can easily be done.
And part of the reason for that is all of the controversy over the Major League Soccer stadium.
Correct.
And
yes.
How the city of Nashville ended up giving multiple $1 million in bonds, and there was this huge, ugly situation. Yep. So,
and a lot of that because they know when you have the public money coming in, you also have conditions come in.
You have a lot of conditions coming in, like the Major League Soccer stadium does. So they probably saw that struggle between the public and the city of Nashville and what that looked like. And they're like, yeah, we're going to try to avoid that at all costs. But we have Greg in a parachute right now.
Well, let's, before we send Greg out, he's just going to have to stay up in the air.
hopefully he doesn't run out of fuel. Like, he's been on Broadway and now he's in a parachute.
Yeah. Let's see where they're modeling after some of the ideas there. And then I want to show you what that potential could look like in the area for Nashville and where that could be. So Music City Baseball has identified the Texas Rangers, they say in this article Global Life Field, but it's Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, and the Atlanta Braves, the Battery in Atlanta, as projects comparable to what they are hoping to bring to Nashville. Both serve as not only baseball stadiums, but also entertainment and event venues. Globe Life Field was about $1.2 billion with a $500 million contribution from the city of Arlington through sales tax, hotel tax, and car rentals.
That's a new type of tax I haven't seen in Nashville yet.
Yeah, so let's take a look at this. We're going down
to Texas, folks.
Check out Globe Life Field, not Global Life Field, but it's Globe Life Field, and to see their facility here. They don't provide a ton of information about their facilities outside of this video on the baseball stadium, but it actually kind of reminds me the way their roof is retracting, at least the shape of the new Titans stadium potential.
Yeah. So
without the retracting roof, I think the Titans roof will just sit
on there
permanently. But that reminds me very much of the shape for that. But you can see the entire facility. There's some shopping and all that kind of stuff surrounded in that area.
And they have parking. Something that the Major League Soccer Stadium did not do in Nashville.
Yeah, that is very true. Next, we're going to check out from Atlanta. It's called The Battery, and this is pretty cool. They have a video kind of showing what that looks like. This is The Battery Atlanta, and what you see here is a mix of, they call it live, work,
play,
stay, dine. So they have a lot of things for people to do surrounding the ballpark, which I think is more of Nashville style than what I saw just in that few minutes of looking at what's in Arlington.
Yep.
This very much fits the Nashville style a little bit more, especially with when we look at the land.
Yep.
The potential to build exactly what we want, what we saw possible with the Nashville Sounds and what's surrounding there, and what we could do with a Major League Baseball stadium.
Well, could you talk about your experience when you went to the Cardinals game a couple weeks ago and that restaurant? I want to throw that up if we could find it real quick.
So I went to the Busch Stadium. So the Cardinals, I believe in the last 5 or 6 years, have moved into this new stadium. And the experience was absolutely incredible. Now, they did not have a shopping area, but what they had kind of one street that was actually continuous area of the ballpark. You didn't have to buy tickets to go into it, but you could actually go into this street area with all these restaurants and stuff, and they had stadium seats where you could see into, you can see where it was really kind of planned this way. You could see into the field without having to go into the stadium. Stuart, you're in the right area if you want to zoom into that.
So it's really out of focus when I zoom in. So
super pixelated.
Let's go ahead and just show this photo real quick.
And we'll show the context of where it is. All right, so here we go. So it is in left center field.
So
you
like
see
right
that
here,
kind of skyscraper?
It's going to be super pixelated.
Can you circle it with your mouse?
So this skyscraper right here?
Yeah, right below that is a group of about 5 or 6 different restaurants. There's a Hall of Fame there. And you can actually sit in probably several hundred stadium seats there. We're going to send Greg on supersonic jet to go to Did he just go in the river?
I don't know what Greg just did. He doesn't like St. Louis, everybody. He's so used to Nashville.
Oh, goodness.
Greg.
Yeah, he's a fish out of water there.
You're having a struggle. There we are.
Okay, so Greg made it. Supersonic. Parachuted down.
I'm glad Greg was able to survive.
So go left so we can, Greg, look left so we can see the stadium.
Okay.
That's right. Okay. So look left. There's the stadium.
Yep.
Right there. And if Greg's turns around.
360, Greg.
That is a streak completely dedicated to really finishing the look of that ballpark. There's tons, hundreds of stadium seats there. Restaurants, Hall of Fame.
That's incredible.
Built with this new stadium. And so it was an incredible experience in the new stadium of Busch Stadium, since it's like 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic experience. The ability to see the city was really cool. That's the only disappointing thing about where this could possibly be. It's not going to be surrounded by skyscrapers because it's not directly downtown.
If it was in the East Bank, it would be.
Exactly. But there's a potential for it to look into downtown. All right. So we're going to show you where TSU is and where some possible stadium locations could be on their land. And we don't know exactly what they own, but we can make some speculations. And maybe somebody has some more insight into this.
Greg is back to the parachute. Somehow he got from St. Louis to Nashville immediately. He's just fantastic. He's a good resource for us. But TSU is right here in the right-hand corner of what we're looking at from the Greg parachute view.
Just sitting underneath on the downtown side of the Cumberland River.
Yep, so just right here on the right-hand side. TSU, all of these fields that are right here, these are all TSU property. So I know that one with 100% certainty because it says TSU goat and cattle facility.
Yep.
This is their farmland, and this is where they teach some of the farming types of classes and stuff. And then there's this huge area of land on the other side of the river. It's called Hardin's Bend. And I'm not sure if TSU owns any of this land or if that's just Metro Nashville land or what is it. It's pretty much empty right now.
This is wild.
But this huge lot of land right here, either that or this would be incredible for a baseball stadium. And the thing they do have to consider is the flooding. What would that look like?
Sure.
There's a lot of research for that. But I'm going to try getting Greg down on the street real quick if he can get down there.
Yeah,
well, it says there's a road down there, but Greg can't
I don't think Greg can go there.
Poor Greg.
They banned him.
They said you can't jump out of that plane here.
Yeah.
Okay, so we could see the big plot of land.
It's just a big plot of land. It's just a lot of land. So let's go back out to the 1,000-foot view there.
Okay.
Because I want to show the potential of this area. Number one, it doesn't really have – ooh, I like that. Number one, it doesn't really have a lot attached to it that we know so far. We'll probably start to learn more, a little bit more about this land. We don't even know if this is TSU's property, but
– this side is.
Yeah, we know that side is for sure. One, we've seen with the development of the East Bank, with the development of what's coming around the East Bank and around the north side of the Cumberland River, they're building canals.
Yep.
So there's a lot of potential for there to be some very cool methods of travel to get around from downtown Nashville to these places on the Cumberland River. So you have the potential to even build like a moat around the stadium. You have the potential to even come to the stadium via water travel to and from downtown.
If we build
almost
a moat,
no matter what side it's on.
If we build a moat, can we have alligators?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
But also, with the exception of East Bank, also... I can't remember. Is it the riverfront? Is that what that property is called that's being built
Riverside. So let's go over there. Yippee.
And just that north side of the Cumberland River is going to heavily escalate in its real estate development. And so that top bend going on the north side of the Cumberland River.
Which is right here. This little bend right here.
And then extending its way towards that Hardin's Bend. Bend is going to be incredible, and I could really see a personalized development plan for Hardin's Bend.
Oh yeah,
if that is the potential site for the game or for the stadium.
Yeah.
But also, if you look that goat farm area right there, has a lot of square footage as well.
Great land spot.
But you really, it may not have enough to build an entire district around.
With parking.
Yeah, with parking. You're exactly right.
That's one thing that I think the Major League Baseball team needs to focus on for Nashville is having parking options because of the Major League Soccer thing. I just literally get complaints all the time, or I hear complaints about it. So I just want to point this out. So right here on the left side of the screen, this is going to be the Riverside development over here in the north. Then you have the East Bank where the Topgolf is right here. So all of the East Bank, this is going to be River North right here, all of Oracle's property. And then over here on our far right-hand side, this is Harding's Bend.
Yeah, so I think this would be one step closer to developing the full width of the Trinity Lane, bringing it all the way and development all the way over to that Harding's Bend. And I think from what we've seen here in Nashville, the closer that we can get to closing the gaps between what we want and what could be 15 years down the road, as far as kind of commitment to an area, we know that's where the developers will go because they see the long-term potential in that area, 10, 20 years, 50 years down the road. An MLB stadium is going to bring 50, 60 years of future onlook into a certain area, which is, you know, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, so it's really interesting because the Riverside development over here, I think over there for a stadium, I don't know if there's even land for a stadium over there in the Riverside area, but having the like baseball stadium here and then having the new Titans stadium down here in the East Bank could be huge as well. There's so many opportunities.
I would not oppose to it being on the East Bank. I think the potential there is just as strong.
Yes.
Maybe not enough room, but I think there's still room for parking.
Yes.
Along the East Bank, kind of closing into Riverside.
Especially if there's requirements that every building has to have 4 stories of parking.
Or at least a certain number of spaces available no matter how it's cut.
Yeah, or per square foot, like a certain number of spaces. But in that Nashville Business Journal article, it said Williamson and Rutherford counties. And I don't think it's wise bringing a professional team outside of Nashville to those counties.
People won't want to make the drive.
I want to drive to Murfreesboro. Franklin, yes, because I go to Franklin all the time. But
there's
like
a lot of people in Murfreesboro, yes. But enough to support a Major League Baseball team?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think people want to drive on 24.
Yeah.
If the baseball game's at 6 p.m. on a Wednesday,
there's no way.
People aren't going to want to drive on 65 South to go to Franklin.
No, that's the thing. It has to, I think, for it to be fully functional here in Middle Tennessee and to see the success that they want, they have to build it somewhere in Nashville.
Yeah, I 100% agree. So let us know your thoughts on this stadium location. Maybe if you have any insight into Harding's Bend, or if TSU owns some other property in that area, let us know. We're probably just going to go drive out there and check it out.
Yeah, maybe make a video
ourselves because it's very interesting. And we want the Nashville Stars to come. I'm wearing the close to the Stars blue right now. Should probably get a hat. But yeah, let us know your thoughts on this. See you tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Nashville Daily.
To learn more about today's episode, visit NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. And to stay connected, head to our Discord and you can find the link at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com/connect. Nashville Daily is now offering tours. If you'd like to take a tour of downtown Nashville, head to the link in the show notes or find out more details at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
Nashville Daily Podcast is an Explore.Nash production. Copyright 2022.